Hello and welcome to our Purium Health Products Wednesday Product Education Conference Call. My name is Amy and I'll be your moderator tonight, and we also have with us David Sandoval, who's one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products, along with being an educator and author of the great book, The Green Foods Bible, that I strongly encourage, especially after listening to this call, you'll want to pick up a copy for yourself if you do not already have one. So welcome, Dave. Are you with us on the line tonight?
I am, and I want to thank you for being here as well. I think the information we have to share with folks tonight is really going to go way beyond osteoporosis, and I think that they're going to want to share this information with a lot of folks.
Absolutely, and as you mentioned, the subject of tonight's call is osteoporosis. We're going to be jumping into some of the causes of osteoporosis, some of the facts about it, and some things that you can do with diet, lifestyle, and nutrition to prevent it and hopefully reverse the signs of osteoporosis. And osteoporosis is something that it's a condition that actually raises a lot more questions than most of our other subjects that we do on battle plans. And the reason is that we believe there's a lot of confusion out there about the information that's being reported about osteoporosis, and not even confusion. Sometimes it can even be dangerous information that's being disseminated, even by healthcare professionals. I know I go to the doctor and they say one thing, and then I read in a magazine or I do some research on my own, and it's something completely opposite. So there's just a lot of confusion and even dangerous information being passed around out there by what sometimes we consider as very educated individuals. So I hope that you can shed some light on this tonight, Dave, and we can provide some clarity for our listeners.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because if many of you have heard what I call the calcium conundrum, I believe that I am the only person whose research and who is diligently out there at this time ringing the bell and warning women especially about the inherent dangers that may be present in something as innocent as taking calcium for a condition that you've been told time and time again that calcium is the answer. Many women who I speak to take significant amounts of calcium because they get it in their milk, they take Tums, they take a calcium supplement, and every time, you know, that they can, they're taking something with added calcium. And I am here to tell you that if you have a pen and paper, if you have anyone in your life who you know who has taken or is taking calcium as a supplement, you are going to want to warn them about the potential dangers that I will share with you right now. Now, I want you to draw a triangle in your mind or on a piece of paper, and in one point of the triangle, write calcium supplementation. And then draw down to the next point of the triangle, and I want you to write magnesium deficiency. Then I want you to go to the next point of the triangle and write heart attack. Okay? Now, here's something that I want to share with you that I share with almost every audience as I go around the world since this became acutely aware to me just a couple of years ago. You see, I learned that when you take calcium, it drives magnesium out of the body. Okay? Now, this is very, very important, because when you take a calcium supplement for your bones, even if there's magnesium in it, it will cause the magnesium in your body to be excreted. It is very important to note that if you have a heart attack, the mineral that protects you more than any other element in your body, or the single element that protects you more than any other single element in your body when you have a heart attack, is magnesium. If you take calcium and it pushes magnesium out of the body, which it does, And if you have a heart attack and your body does not have enough magnesium in it to protect you, and if you take calcium supplements, there's a very good chance that it will not, then the end result will be death. Now, let me share some statistics with you. I have been told that over 53%, according to statistics, 50%, potentially up to 53% of all of the women who die in America die from heart attacks. Okay? Now, I know that the number for men is significantly lower than that. Significantly higher percentage of women die from heart attacks than men. Now, the conundrum is that significantly more men have heart attacks than women. So men have more heart attacks than women, but more women die from heart attacks than men. That is a conundrum until you examine the facts that women are taking significantly more calcium supplements and thus putting themselves at far greater risk of having magnesium deficiency. And it is magnesium deficiency that is the root cause of death by heart attack. Having a heart attack and dying from a heart attack is the difference between your heart bouncing back, being supple and bending and flexing, which when it has enough magnesium, it will do. And, of course, being hardened and when going through that trauma, not giving, not flexing, and thus causing death. And so I'm sorry if that took a long time to explain, Amy. I know we're trying to keep it short, but I just wanted to make sure that it was absolutely clear, and I just want to check with you. Was that absolutely clear?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's really important information, because when you go to your healthcare provider, usually as a woman, they say, are you taking calcium? And they recommend that you take calcium. So there's so many people out there that are taking a calcium supplement that are really putting themselves at risk. So it's really great information. And I think that's why being a proponent of whole food supplements and getting your minerals from a food-based source is so important.
Exactly. Well, I think that we are an educational-based company. I think that's why people appreciate us. So let's tell them, Amy, clinically, what exactly is osteoporosis?
Well, osteoporosis is the gradual reduction in normal bone mineral density, mass, and strength, resulting in considerable bone thinning and increased vulnerability to fracture. Women are at a much greater risk since their peak bone mass is naturally less than that of men due to just us being smaller in size and us having less muscle mass on our skeletal frame.
And that's why the women are told to take the calcium, but the men aren't. That makes total sense.
Exactly, exactly. Premenopausal decrease in progesterone, which is a hormone, and a postmenopausal drop in estrogen, again, hormones, that are only in women, or mainly in women, also contribute to the greater risk of osteoporosis. So again, another reason why women are told to take the calcium and men not. Osteoporosis is uncommon in men who typically do not experience the bone loss until after age 70, where women start to see it very early on in life. Bone loss is usually greatest is in the spine, hips, and ribs, and these are the bones most susceptible to pain, deformity, and fracture. You hear many times this actually happened to my grandmother. I know it's happened to many other elderly people that I know or that have been in my family, is you have a hip fracture, and then life goes downhill all the way basically to death. It starts out a healthy person who may have osteoporosis. You break your hip. It's just a downward cycle of hospitals, nursing homes, infections, et cetera, leading to ultimately.
You're never the same.
Exactly.
You are never the same. Well, you know, Amy, that's really thorough information. They tell you the clinical things, you know, the common causes. Why don't you share or remind people what they typically hear are the common causes for this condition?
What your doctor is going to tell you, what you can find on the internet, things like that, is estrogen deficiency, which we just mentioned, inadequate stomach acid. That sounds kind of strange, but stomach acid is essential in order for calcium to be absorbed in the intestines. And an estimated 40% of postmenopausal women, again women, are severely deficient in stomach acid. So that's another common cause. And the inability to convert vitamin D to its most active form. So that's another cause of osteoporosis, or a common cause that you're going to hear about a lot.
Well, I would have to agree with most of that. And the thing is that those are like setting the table. But as we see, setting the table is not nearly as important as what we eat. And so, is what we serve. And so I believe that the main reason why people get osteoporosis, Amy, is because of an enzyme called TFOS. This is a little secret that I wanted to share with y'all. Could I take a minute and share that with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there's this little enzyme called TFOS, and it's actually our friend. You see, TFOS wants to protect our body from certain acids. And our body will not even produce this enzyme, Amy. It will not produce TFOS until our body hits a certain level of over-acidity. Okay? And once our body hits this certain level of over-acidity, our body produces an enzyme in reaction to that. That enzyme called TFOS, which, as you know, stands for about a 22-letter word.
Right.
TFOS is actually designed specifically to dissolve the calcium from your bones, to make a liquid out of it, to move that liquid into your blood, and to match up with and to sort of neutralize the acids. And so let's say you have these acids in your body, and they're so nasty, they're so powerful, they're so strong, and they are so corrosive that they will erode the myelin sheath that protects your nerve endings. And that could not only lead to gout, as we know, but it also leads to osteoporosis, as we know. It leads to osteoarthritis, it leads to lupus, it leads to Crohn's disease, it leads to multiple sclerosis, and also contributes to Alzheimer's disease. So your body's faced with lupus, Crohn's, multiple sclerosis, and Alzheimer's, or osteoporosis. It will choose osteoporosis because that is the least of the evils. And it assumes that you will then eat and exercise to rebuild your bones once this over-acidic crisis has passed. But Amy, we don't ever let the over-acidic crisis pass. We keep drinking the sodas, eating the white breads. We keep eating the meat. We keep eating the fried foods. We keep drinking
the
coffee. We keep smoking the cigarettes and drinking the alcohol. And all of these things create the condition in our body that the TFOS must be produced as a defensive mechanism. So until we start neutralizing and eliminating those acids first and foremost, taking all of the minerals in the world is not going to make a difference. Now remember that minerals are ultimately alkalizing, but you need a wide range of minerals to accomplish this, not only calcium. And so this is the part I wanted to share with you, is that certainly estrogen and these other things take their part and their toll. But until we address the over-acidic issue, we will never truly reveal our risk level, and any of the other things that you mentioned are only setting the table. It's the food that you serve that's more important.
Right, absolutely. And the typical American diet, we're just bombarding ourselves with these carbonated drinks, with this caffeine from the coffee, you know, the highly processed food, sugar and salt. And, you know, our poor bodies just can't keep up, unfortunately.
You're right. In fact, you've got a few facts and figures about that you wanted to share with folks. Why don't you shoot a couple of those interesting factoids that you gathered for them?
Yeah, just to let you know the seriousness or the wide-reaching effect that osteoporosis has. It affects an estimated 20 million people in the United States.
Wow.
And the U.S. has the highest incidence of osteoporotic fractures in the world. And so, I mean, I'm hypothesizing, but I'm pretty much guessing it has to do with the SAD, the S-A-D, Standard American Diet, that you were just talking about, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Osteoporosis is responsible for at least 1.5 million fractures a year, including 250,000 hip fractures. And just what I was talking about with my grandmother, there is studies out there that once an elderly person has a hip fracture, life is never the same. And it can ultimately lead to death.
It's very demoralizing, isn't it, Amy?
Absolutely, and it's very painful as a child or a grandchild or just a friend or family member to watch that healthy person.
Now, Amy's grandma would go out and mow her own lawn, chop down trees, take out her trash, scrub her floors, and cook dinner for herself and anyone who came to visit every night into her 90s. But it was the hip that was her downfall.
Absolutely, yeah. And nearly one-third of all women and one-sixth of all men will have a hip fracture in their lifetime. So that's a pretty scary statistic as well. And one study, individuals that drank more than 3 cups of coffee a day increased their risk of osteoporosis by 82%. Now, what is going to happen 10 years from now after the Starbucks revolution? Because when a lot of this data that's been compiled, there was no Starbucks. There was no coffee shop on every corner.
That's right.
And I know we didn't talk about this. I'm sorry. I'm going to throw this in.
And what goes into that coffee, though? Tons of sugar, right?
Tons of sugar. So you've got the acid from the sugar and the coffee. But
and the cream.
And the cream, yeah. but there's something that happened back in the 70s and 80s that sorry, I'm going to spring this on you here, but it was the teenage girls and the soda pop. But I think we're going to have another, maybe you can shed some light or explain that in just a second, Dave, but I think we're going to have another repeat of that with all these new coffee drinkers because Starbucks and It's a Grind and all these coffee houses that has made it so cool for people to drink coffee.
Yeah, soda's been replaced by coffee. I even see, you know, young kids drinking coffee. Their parents, you know, it's better than soda, but it has its own inherent dangers. Now, you know, people need to know what to look for, and they need to know what to look for early. I think, Amy, you were telling me that sometimes there are no symptoms at all, but why don't you let people know when there are symptoms, what should you look out for? Now, we just told you you'd have to be blind not to look at your diet and to know what the future holds for you. So let's not sit around and wait for one of these signs or symptoms. If you know that the dietary problems that we just mentioned are part of your lifestyle. But nonetheless, it's important that we share the facts with you. So, Amy, if you would be so kind, what are some of the early signs and symptoms?
Well, some of the early signs are backache or persistent backache. And then if you go to the doctor, you can have a bone density test, and that will show you the amount of demineralization. Usually they test your spine or your pelvis area.
Now, do they have to take a little biopsy to do that?
I don't think so. I know I've never had it done personally, but I know my mom and my aunt have, and I've seen it done like at expos too, like health expos. Sometimes they can do something around your wrist, or it's a non-invasive test, I believe.
Okay, so it's nothing anybody needs to be afraid of. They should have it done, was my point.
Yes, absolutely.
So I didn't mean to be so dramatic, but yeah. But you know what? It is, those early symptoms are nothing compared to what you have to put up with if you do not take action now. It gets very, very uncomfortable, doesn't it, Amy?
Absolutely. We've all seen an elderly person that has lost many inches of their height compared to when they were a young person. We've seen people with deformed spinal columns. This is caused by the loss of bone due to osteoporosis. Severe back pain can be caused by osteoporosis. And then, as we've been mentioning earlier, fractures, especially of the hip and the wrist, and these can occur with only a minor bump. I mean, I'm talking, you know, you can just barely bump into the wall and you can have a fracture if you have severe osteoporosis.
Now, remember that when this TFOS, this enzyme, is created, it goes in and it protects your body. It hardens and it protects and solidifies and seals in the little acid, the acids that are in your body. And then they get kicked down into your kidneys. So if you have osteoporosis, you're also developing kidney stones, which could be very, very painful. Now, Amy, why don't we let people know what some of the treatment or prevention that is commonly recommended, as well as the holistic approach that is, you know, our sort of, you know, our, you know, approach, if you would.
Yeah, well, let's start with diet, you know, because we definitely need to look at our diet, and we talked about limiting consumption of those very acid forming foods like salt, sugar, animal protein, soft drinks, alcohol, and coffee.
Perfect.
White
flour.
White flour, exactly. We need to consume a diet, nutrient-dense diet, primarily a vegetarian diet, rich in whole, unprocessed, organic foods, especially plants, foods, and cold water fish is very helpful. We need to increase the consumption of green leafy vegetables. We always talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Other good sources include other good sources of vitamin K, like broccoli, asparagus, green peas, even green tea is a really good source of vitamin K. We need to increase the consumption of foods rich in calcium, but not necessarily from dairy products. There's many other good non-dairy sources of calcium, including kelp, bok choy, spinach, collard greens, turnip greens, nuts, and seeds are non-dairy sources of calcium.
Spirulina.
Oh, spirulina, absolutely, yes.
Amazing.
And we need to increase the consumption of magnesium-rich foods, which would be kelp, wheat bran, almonds, cashews, molasses, even brewer's yeast are other rich sources of magnesium. And then it says if fruits and vegetables are grown in soil sufficient levels of boron, we need to, since most things are grown in soils that have insufficient levels of boron, we need to check our intake of boron.
And we have a nice recommendation for that in just a little bit. Of course, plums is a great source of boron. So I think that's really good information. Any final advice on that dietary side?
No, I think that covers it, but I think you wanted to touch on a study that you have read that you read years ago and how it applies to this osteoporosis subject.
Well, you stole my thunder because I was going to say, you know, there's this study that came out. You know how these studies, it's a brand new study, so it may take a while to get out, you know, for people to hear about it. It was only published in 1962. And you know how long it takes the medical community to figure stuff out.
Yeah.
So this was a study, and Amy, you know that I referenced this in my book as well, and it's from Dr. Kervron, and he published a series of papers in 1962 where he helped me understand the calcium conundrum. You see, he did something very interesting. He wanted to find out how long chickens would be able to lay eggs once their body was denied its dietary source of calcium. And that's pretty cool, except that, you know, he kept waiting. He stopped feeding them any calcium-rich foods, and he waited and waited for them to stop laying eggs, and the eggs just kept on coming. So he thought, you know what? Maybe I need to try a different approach. So he put the calcium back in the diet, and he denied all foods that contained various minerals. And when he was done testing, he found out that if you denied magnesium, or if you denied potassium, or if you denied silica, any one of those minerals, when the bird or chicken did not receive it, that bird or chicken would no longer be able to lay eggs. But the eggs were 90% calcium. The egg shells, were 90% calcium. How was it that magnesium and potassium and silica were able to affect whether or not an egg could be formed? Well, what he learned was that inside of biological beings that are living plants and living organisms, that minerals can be transmutated. That means that you could borrow a neutron or an electron and exchange them, reconfigure them in order to form a third mineral, meaning that when you take a food, like green foods, that are rich in silica, that are rich in potassium, that are rich in magnesium, and that also contain some boron, or eat foods like plums that contain boron, when you have all of those minerals in your diet will be, or your body will be, more than capable of creating strong bones, strong teeth, strong hair, strong skin, all of the things that we typically associate with calcium. But the real answer is a wide variety of essential minerals, magnesium, silica, potassium, these minerals that come primarily from dark green leafy vegetables. Now let's turn it around. What foods are most capable of alkalizing and eliminating the toxic acids created by an improper diet? Well, guess what? Those are also dark green leafy vegetables.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so when we talk about nutritional supplementation to reverse the signs of osteoporosis or to prevent osteoporosis from happening to you, we recommend dark green leafy vegetables. We recommend magnesium sources such as the organic kamut blend is an awesome one, which is
probably the least expensive, isn't it, Amy? I mean, if you're going to have an awesome green drink 2 to 3 times a day, mm-hmm. is there any more economical way to do that than with the organic kamut blend?
No, absolutely. And I tell people or recommend to people when they say, well, which green drink is the most alkalizing to the body, I think it's the organic kamut blend or the barley, the pure barley.
Well, the barley doesn't have the alfalfa, and you actually were right the first time.
The first time? Okay.
They're very close, but you were correct in saying that the organic kamut blend is the most alkalizing. And if you add some ionic elements to that, it is just phenomenal.
Absolutely. So you're going to be supporting your body by taking the green food, like Dave described, supporting it in, counteracting all those acid foods. But even when we try to eat a balanced diet, we try to eat an alkaline-forming diet, but it's very difficult. And so you need this extra push, or I know I need this extra alkalizing push to overcome the things that I'm, consuming in my regular diet. And so that's why I recommend people take, 2 to 3 servings of the organic kamut blend a day.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I didn't mean to interrupt them, but why don't we just break it down? Because you and I, we've actually highly recommend 3 or 4 supplements that each one have their own special reason, why they could help reverse and support strong bones. And so reverse osteoporosis and support strong bones. So why don't you do me a favor? You just mentioned the green kamut blend.
Right. We also talked about the ionic elements, again, because it's very high in magnesium.
Fantastic.
Biofruit, and that is because it is high in boron. Like you mentioned, the prunes contain a lot of boron, and that boron is required, for the activation of both estrogen and vitamin D.
And, nobody really knows about biofruit because we're so into tart cherry. But did you know that biofruit has like 14 of the most potent single dark red fruits? Everything that you could imagine, it's in there. And the ORAC rating on that is 2,500 per serving.
Absolutely.
So if you like a wide variety of fruit and you really need that boron, the biofruit is a fantastic product.
Exactly. Absolutely. And if you're going to travel, you don't have to refrigerate it after opening like you do the cherry. So if you want to switch that up sometimes, it's a very, very good product to have in your cupboard. But another product that is really essential is the Master Amino Complex. Some people are going to say, I thought that was more related in musculature and working out and, recovery time and things like that. So, Dave, tell us how exercise plays a role and then why the Master Amino would be so important to someone who's fighting osteoporosis.
That's perfect. And then when we're done with that, we're going to explain why the ionic elements are so important for a reason you probably don't imagine. But, You know, Amy, if people don't live by the ocean, they usually don't see a lot of sailing ships. But one thing I noticed, being is that we're, you know, we spend a lot of time, you know, we're in California, we see the sailboats. And when you have a big sailboat with big sails, it always has a big, thick mast, because the stronger the wind blows, the bigger the sails are, the more tension is going to be put on the mast, and thus the mast needs to be strong. And when you have a little sailboat with little sails, then the mast is not nearly as thick. And so what we learned about our muscles is that the muscles and the tendons, we're not talking about our fat, we're not talking a big ship in that way, but when your muscles are strong, it's like a strong wind blowing, and your body will build a strong mast or a strong strong bone structure in order to counteract the strong musculature. Strong muscles along with strong tendons lead to strong bones. As Amy so very importantly noted, it is the shoulders, the spine, the hips, it's the above the waist stuff that typically gets weak first. And the reason why is because your legs have a job to do. They're carrying the weight of your body around a lot, so your leg muscles are usually the biggest muscles in your body. Your leg muscles are attached to your lower leg bones, and as a consequence, those don't get weak fastest. Your upper muscle from the waist up are the ones that get weak first. The reason why is because we don't use those muscles. So if you want to reverse your osteoporosis and fight it, it's lifting weight with your arms above your head. That's right. Even if it's just a pound in each hand or a half a pound in each hand, even if you don't have any weight at all to begin with, you begin to lift your arms above your head, bring them back down to your shoulders, lift them above your head. You need to do that repetitively day after day to build the strength in your arms and your shoulders. Once you could do that with no weight, you need to add weight. And I recommend from 3 to 10 pounds of weight per hand, lifting it above your head as often as you can. There's a series of hand weight exercises that you could get that actually come with a small set of dumbbells typically. So again, Amy, you build the muscles in your upper body. Your body will build the bones to correspond to that. And if you're eating right, that will happen much faster and much more efficiently.
Absolutely. And by taking the Master Amino Complex, that helps speed up that lean muscle tissue.
I completely apologize, Amy. You're right. The whole point was that the Master Aminos are given to senior citizens in hospitals who are suffering from muscle wasting. They are in the physician's desk reference. They are the number one supplement, the number one medicine, the number one product in the world. 36 clinical studies. It's in the physician's desk reference, recommended by doctors. And nothing will build muscle faster with the least amount of effort than the Master Aminos. And so I didn't mean to talk only about the philosophy behind the muscle building. We also need to remind people that we have the product that will make that happen for them.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the Master Amino Complex is a really essential part of the osteoporosis battle plan.
Now, why are the ionic elements so vitally important? There's actually two very good answers to that. And the first one, Amy, I will cover, and that's the fact that it is loaded with magnesium. We talked about the calcium conundrum. We talked about the fact that people have been taking a lot of calcium, that they may be susceptible and in a danger zone, if you would. You need to take the ionic elements. You need to take them now. You need to take them daily. They will provide the significant magnesium that we all need in order to protect ourselves from that potentially life-changing or life-ending heart attack. So the ionic elements will have all of the other minerals that we talked about, potassium and magnesium and the important ones. But however, The most important thing, the reason I want all of you to have ionic elements, is because when you have abundant magnesium in your blood, you are far less susceptible to all stress, including that ultimate stress that we call a myocardial infarction. And that's the reason why Amy and I feel so strongly about the green foods, the ionic elements, the biofruit, and the master amino acids as your personal defense plan against not only osteoporosis, but also against, you know, we want you to protect your heart as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, there's some other recommendations that we wanted to talk about briefly before we close the call tonight. You talked about the exercise, but there's something else that everyone can do. It's absolutely free, and that's go outside in the sunlight. So do you want to talk a little bit, Dave, about how important the sun or exposure to the sun is in fighting osteoporosis?
It's extremely important, and it's very easy. Everybody worries about getting a suntan or getting a sunburn and the risk of cancer. Do you know that if you hold your hands with the palms up in the sunlight for 20 minutes a day, that you will get abundant vitamin D, and nothing helps your body uptake the minerals and build bones better than sunlight? Good old-fashioned sunlight. Do not be afraid of the sun. Get your vitamin D, and if you must take a vitamin D supplement, make sure you get vitamin D3, which is the only one that's truly bioavailable. However, it is expensive, and I strongly suggest that you take what God gives you for free, and that's the sunlight. Just get those palms opened and exposed to the sun 20 minutes a day, and you are going to have more than enough sunlight to feed your body the vitamin D that you need. However, there are a few foods that are rich in vitamin D, like sunflower seeds, which you could also consume, which could help you to get the adequate supplies. But don't be afraid of the sun. The sun is very important. I'm going to tell you a statistic that nobody wants you to hear. Those people who go into a hospital for a major surgery during the winter and the fall have a far greater mortality rate than those people who go into and for surgery in the spring and summer. And the reason why is because the increased amount of vitamin D in their bodies because of the increased amount of sun that they have been exposed to. So, Amy, I'm so glad that you did not let me forget to mention vitamin D one more time. And if you want to go online and read my article that was printed in Skin Inc. magazine, it is called The Return of the Prodigal Sun, spelled S-U-N, because we have been afraid of the sun. We've been warned about the dangers of the sun. And, you know, it's a little bit like hydrogenated oil. You know, they want us to smear all of these chemical and oily things on our skin in order to protect us from the sun. We need to limit our time in the sun. We need to embrace the sun, and when we do protect ourselves, we need to use the proper skin protection. So vitamin D, very important to our health. And Amy, thank you so much for bringing that up. And also, I want to thank you, Amy, because I know how busy your schedule has been. I know how difficult it was for you to, you know, I mean, not difficult, but I know, you know, how tired you must be having started work early this morning and being here late tonight. So thank you so much for being with us tonight and for helping share this really vital, important, and life-changing information.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I definitely appreciate that, and I appreciate all your depth of knowledge. And I did want to point out or remind everybody again that several of the stories that Dave told on tonight's conference call are in written form in his book, The Green Foods Bible. So pick up a copy of that. You can order that online at phporder.com, or I believe you can order it through Amazon as well. So it's definitely worth reading, and I highly encourage everyone to get a copy of that.
Remember that there are so many conditions that are the result of our lifestyle, of the food that we eat, and that the food could get us into the problem, the food could get us out of the problem. I don't want you to forget that. I don't want you to take an easy way out. I don't want you to look for a drug solution. I want you to look to yourself. I want you to look in the mirror. I want you to know that you have been the problem, and you are also the solution. If you're looking for a hero, if you're looking for a savior, you go look in the mirror. That's the person who will save you.
Absolutely. That's very well put. Well, thank you, Dave, so much for being with us tonight. I'm going to go ahead and take the call out or stop recording and sign off and say goodnight. Are you going to be able to stay around for a moment or two of questions?
I'll be able to stay for two or three questions for sure. I would like to invite everybody, if you have a question, you could also send that question in to askdavesandoval.com.